right. You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. Yes, it is time for the Insight Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz and yours truly, Reverend Roxy Hampton. And tonight, we have a guest on the line. Yes, there are three. So for those of you who may be wanting to call in, I apologize. But tonight, we are going to be cutting it up. But before we do that, I just want to tell you that it's going to be about music tonight, and it's going to be about the history of music in a way in which you may or may not have ever heard it before. And I started off with that which is Lord Have Mercy, which was Kyrie eleison, Christi eleison, Kyrie eleison. It means Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy on us. Yes. This was a long time ago how we used to talk in the Mass and we used to sing to the Lord. What has happened to this idea of singing to the Lord, intoning to the Lord? We have a lot of people out here that are able to preach, but can they sing? You see, we can't all talk at the same time, but we can all sing the same song. And tonight, we're going to learn a lot about those tones. We're going to be learning a lot about why it's been changed and why we need now to learn and revisit the ancient times, the music times. So I got Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who, first you heard about the whole idea of these Cervaggio tones coming through his healing codes for the biological apocalypse and then on through the love code. So he's going to explain to you how it's all been changed around so it works against us and works for a particular group of people. They figured it out. Like I said, everything is a weapon. Even the music was used as a weapon against us. And also because I myself am not all that musically knowledgeable, we have Don Nikoloff, who I understand is a consummate musician and also has gotten into this whole idea, we need a different tune. So without further ado, you know what we're going to be dealing with. Before we get to that, we've got to give it up to the Creator. So tonight, Dr. Len, will you please give us an invocation for this here show, closing out May?
Certainly, Reverend Roxy Hampton, thanks so much for this introduction, and thank you so much, Don Nikoloff, for joining us this evening as a special guest. We'll start it off by giving it up to the Creator. I want to say a little bit more about this issue of mercy. Heavenly Creator, please, we thank you. Please hear our thanks. Please take our thanks and our praise for your glory in tonight, Heavenly Creator, and bless us with your word, your way, your wisdom. May our words be thy words. May our hearts be aligned and completely connected to yours. May we issue the truth that shall set us free, that the inspiration and intuition and communication skills that pour from our lips, may they be thy words, Heavenly Creator, so that the truth regarding your music, your mercy, shall set us free tonight. All the listeners be blessed, especially by listening to this segment of the Insight Hour that presents information regarding your music, Heavenly Father. And thank you so much for everything that we're receiving constantly, from the air that we're breathing to the water that we're drinking. Your water, pure water, crystalline water that will sustain and regain our health, happiness, as well as prosperity in all ways. We thank you for this opportunity to be together tonight to commune in fellowship and lots of love. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you, and in your name I trust. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Reverend Roxy opened it perfectly, that concept of mercy. What is that? You know, that concept of mercy, and how does it relate to music? How does it relate to this history of musicology? Well, just the concept of mercy being a loving and forgiving gesture, energy, spiritual blessing and anointing. This mercy, from the mercy seat, we are in a receipt of this incredible blessing of love and forgiveness. And this whole concept of love, well, we have discovered over the past several years that there's an actual tone, a tone, such as the atonement, a intended tone to create love. And it is 528. And that 528 hertz frequency, that cycles per second of sound, is actually at the center of the entire electromagnetic sound and color spectrums, unlike any other frequency. That is that there's no other frequency except for 528 hertz frequency that is both a sound and light signal at the center of those spectrums. So that's interesting, and the reality is that we've got this heartfelt blessing that connects us to divine sincerity and joy within, and the dispensing of love and forgiveness out of this concept of love simply for the sake of giving, or forever giving. And furthermore, this concept of there being a 528 hertz frequency of love at the center of this musical, mathematical matrix, which is actually the core creative frequencies of the universe. Everything is created and sustained by vibration, acting on water, says science, says the physics area, the physicists, as well as Bible scripture. Look, in the beginning in the Bible, there's the book of Genesis. Reverend Roxy and I and Mitch Fine, our colleague in the legal areas, looking at the concept that water is playing such a vitally important role in this solution of the world's problems, and the Creator's water. That is, in the beginning, there was the Creator, there was the water, even before there was the Word. And so the concept that water is actually part of what is called a triune God. Reverend Roxy Hampton and I, Mitch Fine, we studied the Bible for about 4 days. We looked at simply six verses in the Bible. Imagine doing that for about 2 to 3 days, just focusing on Genesis 1 through 6 to try to get an understanding of each single word that was in those verses. And we came to the conclusion that, indeed, water is part of the triune God. That is, it predates historically the Trinity. In history, that is, before there was the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you had the Creator and the water. And then Genesis says, and the Spirit of God, that is the Holy Spirit of God, moved over the face of the waters that were already there. So you see how intimately connected the creative juice is to the Creator. So the master conductor, master composer of the universal orchestra that's constantly singing love songs, uplifting everything, including we human beings, all simultaneously, miraculously, is heavily engaged in water science and water creative juicing. That's what he's doing. He's juicing the universe into existence. And so NASA scientists actually proved only 8 years ago that water is throughout space, that space is not a vacuum, as we once were told, that it's full of water. They filmed it in crystalline form and gaseous forms. And there's so much we can talk about water, but this concept of mercy and the dissemination and the creation of love and forgiveness out of a musical matrix of creative juice is really awesome. When you look at, for example, the mathematics of Marco Rodin and the physics of Nassim Haramein in the Resonance Project, and all of this is relayed in the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, and on the DVD documentary called The Love Code. If you haven't gotten the Love Code DVD documentary, I highly recommend it as a sister to the book. You can get the book online for free, download still, on a PDF file at lovetherealdavincicode.com. And you can get the DVD online at healthyworldstore.com or by calling a toll-free number. That number is 888-508-4787. That's toll free, 888-508-4787. And one of the most important things you'll learn in that material is that our entire universe is structured in like a double toroid or a figure eight. You know, when you draw a figure eight, you're pencil or pen starts at one place and it goes all around and comes right back to where it started. And what goes around comes around. And as you sow, so shall you reap. And this is the structure of the entire universe based on the mathematics and physics and the Bible called Revelations and the decryption of Leonardo da Vinci's Vitruvian woolman drawing that we have in this educational material. And so the concept of mercy being given out lovingly and forever givingly, forgiving is part of this giving and receiving. The concept that actually giving is receiving when you realize you are part of not just this matrix, but part of the universe that's created through the musical mathematical matrix, that you're part of this, that what goes around comes around, that as you sow, so shall you reap, that as you think, so you are, as you speak, so you become. The energy goes out from whether it comes out of your lips or whether it comes out of your neurons in these thoughts, including horrific, fearful thoughts that have energy components to them, and as you put it out there, so it comes back to you, because this is a figure eight-shaped universe. So this concept of music being the creative technology of divinity to bless humanity or curse humanity, as we're doing currently with playing music in a 440 frequency, when the real A tone now, with this description of the Vitruvian man drawing, we now know that A is 417. It's not 440. So I want to ask Don Nikoloff, who's an expert in this field of musicology, of electromagnetic frequency, of spirituality, to give us some history of this evolution of not God's music so much, but man's music. Don Nikoloff, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Don?
Oh, man, we blew Don away with our frequency resonance vibration from the lips. What do you think, Reverend Roxy?
I don't know. I just know that that was a surprise.
Yeah, that was a surprise. We had him on the line in the beginning. I know that.
Yeah. You know, it's so important that people understand how it's all been kind of changed. Why don't you talk to the people a little bit about, like I said, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. This is how we learned it in The Sound of Music, and then they even put it to where they changed it to where it was D-O-E and T-E-A and these letters and the words. Why don't you tell everybody what the original six tones were or seven tones were, let's move on to the period of time that's covered in the Love Code book so we can start talking about why it all changed.
Well, that's good. I think we now got Don Nikoloff back on with us.
Do we?
Don, are you on?
I was here all the while. I haven't left.
Oh, we couldn't hear you at first. Well, that's good.
Oh,
I'm glad that
oh.
We can hear you now.
Yay!
Okay.
Bring it in here.
I was talking. I think the listeners heard me. Anyway. Well, first of all, we have a basis of harmony, which is the foundation of Western harmony, and this includes Europe and anywhere. Really, it's all over the world now. The rest of the world has adapted outside of their native, ethnic, and cultural instruments. We are using a diatonic scale, which uses seven notes that repeat in sequence. And as they repeat from beginning to end, of the end of the sequence, they repeat over again, and the frequencies are always double. Now, somewhere along the line, and I would most likely attribute this to the transcription of Gregorian chant by Pope Gregory the 13th. Interesting number there, 13. At that time, the musical instruments were being revamped, and many of the brass and woodwind instruments that were coming out, as well as a handful of stringed instruments, were being tuned to that frequency. Now, they had to catch up later on the pipe organs, the church organs, and the pianos, which were using different tuning temperaments. Eventually, they made an international tuning standard, at using A440 as what we call the concert pitch. That would be the A that's just above middle C on the piano. Now, there are some things to consider in developing that tuning standard. Not all instruments are in the key of C. Trumpet, for example, can be in the key of B flat, or there's an A trumpet. There are other trumpets that play certain types of music because the music in that period was written for that particular instrument. We have some of the woodwinds, such as clarinet and tenor saxophone, are also B-flat instruments like the trumpet. So for the trumpet to play a concert B-flat, in other words, if I'm playing a B-flat on the piano or on a guitar or on a flute, then or on an organ, I have to play a C on a B-flat instrument to cause the two instruments to sound like they're playing the same pitch. So we have this anomaly of the key differences between the instruments, first of all. And so everyone tunes to this pitch A440, although some instruments might be playing a B, or in the case of an alto saxophone, they're playing an F-sharp because it's an E-flat instrument. So there's transposition involved. Now, without getting too heavy on this, I'm a piano tuner, and I happen to have perfect pitch, and I play somewhere around 30 instruments the last time we counted. And I play all the brass, all the reeds, percussion, keyboard instruments, stringed instruments, and some exotic instruments as well. And they're all different in how they're played. They're different in how they sound. And to me, with perfect pitch, I can sort of tune in to the native fundamental pitch of the instrument without giving it a second thought. I know what notes I'm to play. I know where they lie on the instrument. So that's quite a gift that I have. Now,
sure is, I'd say so. Don, are you able to perceive the difference between, like, a 5-2-8? Are you able to say, oh, gee whiz, that sounds like a 5-2-8, or that sounds like a 4-1-7 versus a 440?
Yes. Now, that can be done, first of all, if you're going to tune one instrument, then you must tune all the instruments to that pitch. That is the issue about intonation. The reason they tune to A440 has a kind of a negative metaphysical connotation to it because it makes all the numbers divisible by 11. And that has a metaphysical meaning that is a manifestation of, let's say, when you put 11 together, it means new or it means beginning. And so you have 440, which is divisible by 11, four times. An octave below that is 220 hertz, and that is divisible twice by 11. In other words, I'm looking at just the 2-2, okay? Or an octave below is 110 hertz. Again, 11 goes into that. Now, when you go below 110...
That's totally fascinating. Totally fascinating. Let me ask you something. When you say that 11-11, and this is something that I've been, from the time I was young, I would see digital readouts that would say to me as a spiritual counsel, I remember the first time, and I told this story on the Inside Hour years ago, first time I saw 11-11 on a digital clock, it was directly following a prayer that I had made the right decision. I asked the Creator, very sad, crying, that I had to put my parents' dog to sleep in their absence. They were away on vacation. The dog became very sick, and I took her to the vet, and basically the vet put her down. And I then was crying. I walked to my car, despondent, and I said to the Creator, please show me that I did the right thing here. And I sat in the car, right down, and there I put on the ignition, and there was 11-11 flashing in my eyes. And I got the message that all is one. That we're all one, that we're all okay, we're all part of the spiritual blessed universe, and you're okay. Now, ever since then, that has been recurring for me. So it's fascinating to me personally, and I've known many other people who are likewise getting 11-11 as a frequency indicator of some sort spiritually. Why do you say that it has some negative spiritual connotation?
Well, if it's used for... its metaphysical value in a negative way, let's say, like 9/11, or the Twin Towers were the number 11. The two buildings standing next to each other were a physical representation of the number 11. Those are just two examples of the misuse of the number.
Yeah, I want to preface or add to that, folks, the concept that how human beings, particularly our global elite, are using the music and the math, or manipulating the music and the math is more precise. It's the Creator's math. And there's nothing satanic about the numbers in and of themselves, because they're all part of creation. And the Creator created the mathematical language. So the issue is, like, how have human beings been manipulating these numbers? One number also that comes to mind in terms of the manipulation is the sixes. You know, we just came from shopping a little while earlier with my family from Safeway. Safeway, the place where now the vaccines are being injected for free. Come get your free vaccines. Come get intoxicated with the petrochemical and pharmaceutical garbage that's causing all these diseases. It's Safeway. And the number, if you look at the logo of Safeway very carefully, it's the same number of, same logo as Pepsi on its side. Look at it carefully. There's an S symbol in there. There's a yin-yang symbol in there. And there's a 6-9 symbol in there. And if you take Pepsi and do what we tell you to do in Love the Real Da Vinci Code, put the label or the bottle of Pepsi in your bathroom mirror, look at it as a reflection, and count the numbers that are right in front of your face that you never saw. The word Pepsi actually is the numbers 12939. When you add them all up, you get to a 6 using the single-digit integer translation. So you begin to realize, holy smoke, what Don is talking about is for real. There's some people who are using the numbers in a very secretive and very spiritually empowering, enabling way that the vast majority of us have no clue. Ultimately, all these numbers relate to music as well. Go ahead, Don. Thanks for giving me an opportunity.
Okay, now I described the division in, or dividing 11 into the lower frequencies as you go down octaves. The same thing happens when you go upward. 880 would be an octave higher than 440, and of course the 11 goes into 88 eight times. 1760 would be the next frequency, an octave higher than 880, and 11 goes in to, you can break it down, 17, it goes into 17, you have a 66 left over, so it goes in 16 times, or twice what it goes in to 880. It's pretty easy to figure out. And the next one will be 32 times that amount. So as the frequency increases, still it's divisible by 11 using the 440 system. They have maintained that reference number in every octave of the tuning and the harmonic octaves of the tuning fundamental A440. Now, what happened to me, if I can describe quickly, in 1985, after a near-death experience, I was thinking about the relationships of the numbers. For instance, when I'm tuning a piano, I do octaves. I find a fundamental pitch, and I create what's called a temperament across the keyboard. By the way, the piano has 88 keys. A grand piano or a full piano keyboard has 88 keys. Now, that means the number 11 can be divided 8 times into 88, but that's as far as that goes. Now, if I look at the technique of tuning a piano, we use octaves, we use fifths, we use fourths, but these invert. If I invert a fourth, it becomes a fifth, and it's a perfect fourth or a perfect fifth. However, if I invert a third, it becomes a sixth. And if I invert the sixth, and I'm speaking of intervals, notes that are three notes apart or six notes apart, technically I have on a third, we'll use simple letters. C and E is a major third. It inverts to a minor sixth, going from E up to the next C will be a minor sixth. So it goes major, minor, third, sixth, third, sixth. Interesting number there now, because both numbers are divisible by three, yet they represent different intervals instead of just pure octaves that produces this one result, the 11, which is very sterile and emotionless, really. Now, when we add harmony, we get sympathy vibrations or harmonics that sometimes are apparent to our hearing and sometimes they're not. So there's something spiritual going on using harmony. Now, if I refine it a little bit further and use a minor third, I can build a whole chord, which is called a diminished chord. It has four notes, and I can span, by adding an octave, I can span 12 notes. One and two in 12 is three. From a C to an E flat is a minor third. From an E flat to a G flat is a minor third. From a G flat to an A is a minor third, and from the A to the C is a minor third. Now I've created a harmony using tertian harmony. I've created a way to divide the octave exactly in half and use pure numbers, which are actually sacred numbers. I'm sure you'd both agree three is a sacred number.
Yeah, three, six, nines are definitely the spiritual portal. And that's what all of the original solfeggio notes are. I guess let me give what Reverend Roxy asked me to provide a little bit of more history background. In the beginning, we had a six-note scale. Not today, we have a seventh.
Mm-hmm.
We had do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. There was no T. T came from Sancta Ionis. The Roman Catholic Church added that note. And in doing so, they changed and shifted the entire scale of the six to a seven. And so that is takes you out of the spiritual domain, places you into this more mundane reality, I think that Don is referring to, the more sterile physical reality than a divine human communion through the musical mathematics. And then the oot, it was actually oot, re, mi, fa, sol, la, the note oot was changed to do, became do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, and that those six tones, if you read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, or simply look up those terms in Webster's Dictionary, you see that all of those notes have to do with the fulfillment of Revelation 14:1, where we're now preparing to sing a new song that is 144,000 gathering, 1 plus 4 plus 4, that's 9, that's completion, where 144,000 humble servants of the Creator gather in these end times, and that's why we've seeded this whole concert concept for next June 19th through 21st on the Internet at liveh2o.org. You can read all about it there, live, L-I-V-E, H. 20.org, the Concert for the Living Waters, liveh20.org, and you can begin to see that what we've done now in having these divine revelations revealed is put them to practical use in the fulfillment of Bible prophecy to bring this planet up in resonance frequency and in a divine human harmony in communion. And this whole concept of communion, communication, and at-one-ment, a tone meant to bring us all together is what we're really doing with this whole concept of music, musical mathematics, revelation, and even this program tonight. Reverend Roxy, did you want to share something?
Well, I was going to get to the point about that you're listening to BBSRadio.com, and this is the Inside Hour, and you're listening to Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Don Nikoloff, and we're talking about music, and it's time for you to kind of give a little information about what's getting ready to happen in L.A., and then let's get back to, I think, what's most important that I would like to see tonight talked about, is how all of this heady stuff that you both know about music translates into repairing DNA and uplifting our souls and spirits, and what you all have in store with all the musical background that you have to help us come through these uncertain times, and how you're utilizing all your skills and knowledge.
Well, that's greatly appreciated.
All right, with you too, Don?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. In fact, I have a sample to play if you'd like to hear.
Oh, we'd love
something.
To. Wonderful, Don. Thank you so much for preparing that. Okay, well, let me just get some of the business out of the way that's very practical and very related to this topic. The Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration, there's two forthcoming in the next couple weeks. One is this coming Sunday in Irvine, California. The Love Code Musical Healing Celebration that you can get information about by going online to lovecodeseminar.com. That's L-O-V-E. C-O-D-E, seminar.com. You can see that you can register online for this program full day, all day, starting at 9 in the morning, going all morning, all afternoon. We break for evening dinner, and then we bring Scotty Huckabee, who's the universal guitarist for the spiritual renaissance, tuning to A417 with yours truly. We'll be on stage jamming, and then Scotty's going to take it about another 2.5, maybe 3 hours in a magnificent concert. He's going to tune to 528, which is the love tone. He's given a concert as we have in Live Love in 528. That's a beautiful CD that he's produced for Tetrahedron Records. And Don Nikoloff is the new executive producer for Tetrahedron Records. And so we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But let me just give you the address. It's going to be at Marshall Reddick Learning Center, 1691 Kettering in Irvine, California, this Sunday. For contact information and registration, you can call Adam Evans at 949-275-3830. That's 949-275-3830. And if you bring anybody to these events, I highly encourage you to bring your family, bring your friends, tell everybody about it. Everyone that you bring is going to thank you for the rest of their lives, because this music and these revelations are awesome, totally life-changing, and the understanding of how to use this practically, as Reverend Roxy has just asked us to demonstrate, is vitally important. You will leave this seminar totally doing things differently, changing things in your life for a prospering blessing, a prosperity in all ways, not just financial, that included, but in all ways. The next event after this Sunday, June 1st, in Irvine, is in Orlando area, Sunday, June 8th, all day again, all evening. You're going to have a chance to celebrate with Scotty Huckabee and myself. This group in Florida is contacted. Contacts are Cherry or Marcel at the Celestial Day Spa. Celestial Day Spa is the organizers and hosts for this Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration in the Orlando area. Telephone number for tickets is 352-243-3324. That's 352-243-3324, and you can go online at drlenhorowitz.com. That's D-R-L-E-N, Horowitz, H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z.com, and you can then get to my schedule, and you can look up this information and contact information if you have not been able to get it down. I want to tell you just briefly that we just came back from Portland. We had a wonderful, wonderful day. Everybody that went was blessed. Everyone was extremely thankful. We had great information, great music, and during this program we had some great food the entire day. So, again, you'll be totally blessed, and everyone that you bring will thank you for the rest of their lives. Don, tell us a little bit more. How are we going to practically apply this knowledge in our lives?
Well, I was alluding to the minor third intervals, which give us now a scale from which to determine what an alternative tuning method would be. The second note in the diminished scale is a half a step above the starting note. So if I played an A diminished scale, the first note I move to from the root of the scale, which would be A, would be only half a step above, and that happens to be 88 hertz above. So going from 440, it would take you to 528. It's amazing how this works out. And all of the frequencies, as you and I have discussed on past shows, all the love frequencies or derivatives of the love frequency are all threes, sixes, and nines, all divisible by three, which is a far cry from 11. In fact, we don't even use elevenths except in extended chords or extended harmonies. And so 11 serves a purpose just for harmony, not melody, and not for fundamental key centers. Now, I'm contending also that we can correlate color and sound together for healing modalities, and because of that, the threes, the sixes, and the nines offer more accuracy in the color spectrum as well. I happen to see color according to sound. So if I could give you an example, I'd like to play a piece. You heard this before. This is in 528, and it's called Limelight. If you could see this color, the sound in a color, it would be like a lime green or the heart center. With your permission, I'll play this.
Please do, Don. Yeah, let's hear this. This will be great, folks.
Take up the whole show, so I pause that there.
Well, that was beautiful, just beautiful. I'm wondering how many other people on the line had to yawn, had to take deeper breaths, and had like these breath releases that I had. That's something that typically happens for me when I'm listening to the Creator's core creative frequencies, 528, particularly 396. I have these easier breathing episodes. And I think that's part and parcel, the breath, inspiration, re-spiritualization, bringing in the spirit. And the music is the resonant frequency of that spirit. So I think one has a increase and amplifying effect on the other.
Mm-hmm. Now, I get the chills when I hear this music because I tune into the frequencies that I know are the healing frequencies. And I've had people who have heard this music describe miraculous healing.
Well, that's exactly what this does, and we've witnessed this time and time again. You know, we have Holy Harmony CD by Goldman. We have now Scotty Huckabee's beautiful, like, Luminosity and the Light Winds albums. These play these types of notes and frequencies over and over again so that your system, your energetic system, such as your chakra vortices of spinning energy and your acupuncture meridian systems get recharged, rebalanced, re-resonated, re-vibrated according to the Creator's music, which is what all of nature is vibing to, except for man's mind. The egoic mind blocks that frequency resonance of the heart mind. The heart is in resonance to this music, whereas the mind, in its stress, in its fear, in its lack of faith and trust, suddenly blocks this energy vibration, and that's what causes dis-ease. That's what stress is about. It's dis-easing and ultimately physically imperiling. And so we've seen numerous people have numerous types of healings. We've stopped putting up the testimonial letters up on the internet with regard to the Holy Harmony CD, and I've personally witnessed in these healing celebrations, in the Love Code seminars that we're doing with Scott Huckabee, Scott Huckabee's audience, people in his audience miraculously healed. Don, I'm wondering whether you're going to be producing this kind of an album soon for Tetrahedron Records.
Yes, I've got probably enough for 25 albums, actually.
Oh, what a blessing that is. Well, let's get to it, brother. We have a lot of healing to do in the world.
May I add also that the effect that I had is, when I heard it, it was more like I had not the chills, but what I call God bumps. In other words, it was like it takes you somewhere. It brings you someplace. It was more like a blessing of sorts for me as I was listening to it. And this is what happens when I listen to a lot of the other music that Len's artists are producing. It leaves you in a space where you feel enveloped, as you feel that there is some type of happening going on. And with that, I'd like to have you guys talk about some of the reasons why, in terms of the DNA, this stuff works.
Well, the DNA is actually an antenna to the Creator. It is simply a Tesla coil. In other words, Nikola Tesla was the last century's greatest genius, and he created the alternating current system that we use for electricity and lighting today. And the reality is that he understood that when you coil, like, let's say, copper, you're actually creating an energy amplifier. That's why motors have wire wound around these magnets. The magnetic coils actually tremendously amplify the energy. That's what DNA is. It's a coil, and it's a coil around pyramids. Crystalline structures of water. It's called structured water or clustered water. And the water, you've heard of pyramid power, contains in it frequency, vibration, resonance, signals of sound and light. It's called photon-phonon emission for intercellular communication, for cellular upregulation. That's in the scientific literature. It's a fancy way of saying that your antenna to the Creator, your DNA, acts as a receiver and a transmitter of light and sound signals. The signals are coming from the Creator, Heavenly Throne, that is, this musical, mathematical matrix of the universe that Leonardo da Vinci's famous drawing, The Vitruvian Man, is actually standing in, the four arms, four legs, and a head. That's nine projections, projecting out to the circle of nine tones, the perfect circle of sound, creating the musical mathematical matrix of the universe in the scientific realm, which is akin to the kingdom of heaven in the religious world. And so out of the kingdom of heaven where nothing's missing, nothing's broken, that means the law is perfect, the math is perfect, the music is perfect, there's no dis-ease, there's no dissonance, there's no discord. And so you realize this is where we need to attune to, or atone to, atonement. We get into atone with and tune into the master conductor, master composer of the universal orchestra, constantly singing these love songs, and we attune to that with our hearts more than our heads, and suddenly we're restored, miraculously healed and sustained. And that's the practical application and the mission of Tetrahedron Records.
Amen. Now, if I can add something here, Dr. Land.
Please go right ahead, Don.
If you heard some swirling sounds, that was representative of the strands of DNA as coils. And the frequencies and the harmonics that are entailed in there is designed to activate the DNA, which is asleep, what science calls junk DNA. It just needs to be reorganized. No pun intended.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And I did feel and hear the swirling, and that's something also that I see when I close my eyes frequently, when I tune into the fact that the universe is actually swirling. Everything is swirling. It's all swirling because of the mathematics, which is the music. The musical mathematical phi ratio is what's causing all of the universe to spin, everything from the galaxies to the water. When you put it in your sink, it spins down through the exit pipe. And that is because everything is spiraling just like your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that when you talk about the DNA, we're really actually just talking about those individual patterns that make us us, like your definition of us being holograms. Is it true that when we look at the building blocks there in A, G, C, adenine, guanine, is there any correlation between the letters that build us up as beings to the tones? Has anybody ever done anything in terms of research in terms of these sequences, in terms of how we make up these different genes, and whether there may be a correlation between the tones, like... I'll give you an example. It seems like C is a certain thing. Like E is me, F is fa. You know what I'm saying? Is there something that can that correlates to that, or am I out there, guys?
Well, it's easier to correlate with sound and light to mean something in terms of the DNA than it would just a number. Because a number is nothing but a reference point where these frequencies of the sound and their corresponding light frequencies is the source of the information, if you get my meaning.
I see.
Now they could very well have been created using a numbering system, but that's, again, just a reference point as far as I'm concerned. The numbers, if I threw a bunch of numbers at you, they wouldn't really do anything until they started fitting a sequence.
Right.
And you wouldn't be able to hear the numbers. You might be able to see them, but they wouldn't really have any significance arriving to you in a random fashion, moving through your consciousness in a random fashion, whereas these frequencies abide by universal laws. They are the glue that holds the universe together and the glue from which the universe was created.
Yeah,
okay, I have one more question before we move on.
Go ahead, sister.
Like the chicken and the egg, I understand that these were voice tones before they were instrument tones. Is this true? I'm talking about the oot, ray, that these came from the voice itself, the human voice. And that the Gregorian chant is all human voice. There's no music, right?
Well, the solfeggio actually, and the what we call T was actually C, by the way. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do, si, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. Going up and down the octave. It had more to do with teaching singers how to enunciate words using the different vowel sounds. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si. They're all different sounds. You see, all of the basic vowel sounds that they use in singing. So they use those sounds as a means through which to exercise the different pitches and to differentiate in a musical scale or a musical sequence, which might just be the melody of a song.
So you're dealing with ear training.
Yes.
What is interesting for me in terms of a recent revelation, and we'll have to wind it up with this, the way in which vocalists are trained typically to harmonize with others is the vowels, A-E-I-O-U. And if folks listening, if you will take a circle on a piece of paper and equally distant, place those five vowels, A-E-I-O-U, as though you're now going to sing in a circle those vowels, what you're going to come out with is
Yahweh,
which is the name of the Creator,
yes,
which is in harmony with all language, because it's the base vowels upon which all language is made. It's a way that the Creator made sure you'd never forget the Creator's name. And most amazing is that it's the way to harmonize with each other in the verbal expression of delightful music.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Me too. I really do. It's kind of like the way we're putting this whole thing together with BBSRadio.com.
Yay.
Working together.
Yay.
Singing together.
Yeah, that's right. Love you, sister. Now let's wind it up. Don, do you have anything to share? You've got a program coming up. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I have Dr. Tassim Khalil on tonight, and we're going to be talking about a bunch of different things. He wrote an excellent book about 9/11, dispelling the myth about the terrorists, and he went to the Middle East and found 10 of them alive, 10 of the supposed 19 hijackers, and basically just debunks the whole story.
That's a fascinating show. That's on Evident Footprints coming up on BBS Radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right after the Inside Hour, folks. So stay tuned for Don Nikoloff's program, please. Reverend Roxy, tell us a little bit about what you've got coming up on Sunday night in Mission Possible.
Well, Mission Possible has been dedicated to putting out the word about the economy and the dangerous threats that are ahead of us and how we can offset some of those and come up with some solutions in terms of community action. And also just following the political election, really thankful for Don Nikoloff and all of the exposés that he's been putting out, because we really need to educate America that this is a no-choice election, and it will be the first election where we go fascist through free elections. In other words, we get to choose the dictator because they will have to do what they're told. It doesn't matter what they say during the election. They will do as they're told, and I just see some really incredible things going on. So anybody that wants to join me, we're not bashing America. We're trying to wake it up. We're trying to get up, wake up. You can't see it. Let's go. So that's what I've been doing on Sunday, kind of like Paul Revere type of thing, and I hope that you all join us. It's been a monologue. I hope that other people want to bring their two cents in and have it be more interactive. But other than that, I'm just right here doing the Lord's work.
Well, thanks, Reverend Roxy. Thanks for all of your work, not only on the Inside Hour, but on Mission Possible, and as also what you're doing in Hawaii is wonderful.
Thank you. Oh, Don, I just sent away for a book to build a water car. So I want to stay tuned to you because I listened to your show, Brown's Gas, and it is possible. And
it is.
That, so I hope
wonderful.
You make my van a water car.
Wonderful. You know, I want to also tell folks that we've got some fabulous products. How we maintain our programming is by supporting HealthyWorldStore.com. Go online, HealthyWorldStore.com, and books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, equipment that you need to thrive, not just survive during these end times. Great infectious diseases, et cetera, we now can blow out completely. Check out OxySilver.com, one of the premier products that we're now advancing. OxySilver.com, making vaccines as well as antibiotics, all the toxicity, the immunization toxicity, obsolete. No need when you've got OxySilver. So anyway, anyway, folks, thanks so much for listening to the Inside Hour. Stay tuned to Don Nikoloff Evident Footprints coming up on bbsradio.com. Next week, same time, Inside Hour. Love you all. Bye for now.